14 months flew by quickly, and the McLean Citizens Association now is under new leadership. Scott Spitzer, who had led the association since the departure last spring of its longest-serving president, Robert Jackson, said he stepped down because of professional and familial obligations. "It made sense for me to pass the baton," Spitzer said. Speaking at MCA's May 25 membership meeting, Spitzer said he had focused on three priorities. Strengthening MCA as a group. Spitzer said the organization had increased its number of committee and liaison posts to enhance its leadership bench, reduced double duty, being pulled by some members, encouraged members to take on first-time leadership roles and adopted new committee procedures. Increasing membership and raising MCA's profile. MCA leaders made presentations to local groups and homeowner organizations, and the group spotlighted MCA members each month. MCA's net membership, new members minus ones whose memberships lapsed, has increased by 84 people, or 18%, Spitzer said. Enhancing MCA's relationship with the Drainsville District Supervisor's Office and improving the association's knowledge of other community organizations. MCA also undertook joint programming with the McLean Community Center, taking advantage of the organization's natural synergy, Spitzer said. "For me, it's been a whirlwind of 14 months," he said. "As I pass the baton to our new leadership, I believe these efforts have been helpful and these efforts will continue to strengthen MCA for the future, to assist in the good work that we do for the greater McLean area." MCA members at the membership meeting approved the slate of 2023-24 officers, including Linda Walsh as president, Paul Kohlenberger as first vice president, Raj Mehra second vice president, Bruce Jones as recording secretary, Mayor Buckley as corresponding secretary and Bill Crosby as treasurer. They took office June 1. Walsh has served MCA in a variety of capacities over the years, including most recently as second vice president and membership committee chairman, Spitzer said. "She is eminently qualified to step forward and become our president," he said.